Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-hosts are Sam and Steven.
Dancing skeleton. Hi, guys.
Steven loves watching videos of dancing skeletons. It's almost like it's Halloween, but it's not. Today, this is exciting. I assume this is also, yeah, it says at CES today. So today at CES, Samsung released their new HW Homework -Q990D soundbar. I don't have a Samsung soundbar. I have a soundbar, but it's Vizio. It's not Samsung. I was thinking of Samsung. Do any of you have Samsung TVs, Sam, Steven?
I have a Roku.
I don't know what I have.
Do any of you have soundbars?
No. Yes.
I didn't know it was Samsung.
All right. Yeah,
Sam asked me if it was a long speaker.
Basically.
Okay.
It's pretty much. Bar.
It just looks nicer, you know, instead of having nicer, a full sound system.
Exactly. And they're meant for TVs.
Got it.
Mainly. I mean, it goes on the bottom of your TV. We also have a subwoofer, but I don't really know how much that does. I don't know if it really
subwoofers are so cool. Mine's extremely strong, and sometimes it shakes the house.
They make the house go boom, 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 boom.
No, literally. That's the funny part.
Yeah. So, all right, pretty exciting. I watched an interview yesterday with Adina Friedman, which she is the CEO of NASDAQ. We should have.
Wow. I know that face.
She won't accept our invite to be on, but we could invite her and see what happens. I know a hack to getting anybody to have a meeting with you. Okay, not anybody, but it works. It works. So maybe we'll have her on. But she's the president and CEO of NASDAQ. So I watched that interview at CES. Really good. They were talking about financial fraud, how to stop it. Not how to do it.
I have a lot of
not how to do it. How to stop it. And it was pretty good. The steps are taken so you don't lose your money, which is good.
Oh, tax fraud.
Tax fraud. Yeah, kind of bank fraud and stuff like that. But then they talked about the Bitcoin ETF, which I already talked about. I think the price of Bitcoin is up higher today. No, it crashed down. It is not up higher. It's lower. It's lower than it was yesterday. What happened? Why? I feel it reached 49 today, but then it crashed.
I think it just keeps going down. It's on a roll. That bad way.
Why? Come on. Oh, it's so dumb. They gotta do better, to be honest. Just do better, guys. Okay, this is exciting. I literally just found this out right before going on TSARP, and I told Sam and Steven. So Microsoft is very, very close to beating Apple for the largest company in the world. Okay. Currently Microsoft is worth $2.859 trillion. All right. And Apple is worth $2.886 trillion. Just in the grand scheme of things, that's very, very tiny difference.
It's a couple zeros.
Pretty close.
That's less money than the TSARP.
Think about it. If Microsoft goes up 1% tomorrow and Apple goes down 1%, I think Microsoft will beat them. I think Microsoft will be. You could calculate it to see for sure, but I think that's a lot of work, so I'm not going to do that. But I think it will get close. So I'm excited. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know which one I want to be the number one company in the world. I mean, I like Apple, but they've held the throne for a while. I like Microsoft because I like Microsoft PCs. And if it wasn't for Microsoft, we wouldn't have ChatGPT because they put a ton
or Windows
of into ChatGPT or Windows. So maybe Microsoft. I don't know.
Or Copilot.
Doesn't matter because there will be a winner no matter if we want one to be or not. But yeah, all right. So, and I mean, if it's not soon, maybe one day, you know, it's forever changing. There's never, I don't know. What was the largest company in the world in the 1950s? Not Apple. I can tell you that. Or Microsoft.
Probably
railway code.
Carnegie Steel.
Honestly, that is a very good guess. And I bet it was, to be honest. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Let me look it up. What was the largest company in the world.
I think they may have rebranded, like, to U.S. General Steel Motors, or something.
In the 50s, it was General Motors. With 9.8 billion in revenue and more than half a million employees. Wow.
That's a lot.
All right. Well, that was close. It was, like, one of those companies. Like, Ford was up there with Carnegie, like, in the richest people in the world at one point. But, all right. So, what's our tech fun fact, Sam?
Okay. Hold on.
Wait, you forgot to like and subscribe.
Oh, everyone like, subscribe, and share with a friend. UltraZap, who's epic, said he told his friend about T-Sarp, and now he's also addicted. I know, we're funny and interesting. It's just kind of like what we do. So, like, share with your friends, and then you'll be able to talk about T-Sarp with your friends, which is very exciting, because what I compare it to is, like, Hermitcraft. Like, if anyone that likes Minecraft or Last Life, Sam and I are both.
What's Minecraft?
I started, like, I had a friend who's never been on this podcast. His brother has, though, which is really funny. We used to talk about Hermitcraft all the time. Sam used to watch Hermitcraft. Steven a little, right? And then
a little bit.
Last Life too. So it's a lot more fun if you could talk to people about it, which is why you should get a friend to watch T-Sarp. All right, so take it away, Sam.
So the past few days have been amazing for Apple, because 19 years ago, in 2005, Apple released the first generation iPod Shuffle.
Wow. I mean, it's been Apple the past 3 days. We had iPhone, and then it wasn't Mac itself, but it was something related to the Macs, right? The other day. Yesterday.
Something.
And then today, now we have the iPod Shuffle. Is that a dance?
I like the shuffle.
Yes, it is.
I'm doing the iPod shuffle right now. You just can't tell. Sometimes my grandfather, who's awesome because he listens to this podcast sometimes. He used to. Not really anymore. He sometimes calls the podcast, instead of podcast, he calls it an iPod, which is hilarious.
But that's where podcast came from.
It's true.
Yeah.
iPod podcast. It is. But yeah, it's funny because, like, it's just hilarious. No, I'm listening to myself. I forgot to like the stream.
No.
And then the likes went up. So I was like, I should go like the stream. And then when I do I hear myself.
Oh, wait, we didn't lose any. I, for some reason, thought we had 148 subscribers.
Guys, we're almost there. We got to get closer. It would be fun. All right.
I have something cool to share.
The iPod Shuffle, first generation iPod Shuffle. Want to tell us a little more in depth about that, Sam? iPod Shuffle. I'm looking it up now.
I see it. Oh, I know this. I used to have one.
Oh, okay. So
my
it's
mom
like...
does.
Oh, okay.
I think this was like my dad's or something, and then I played with it.
I don't know. I'm looking at multiple things. This first one. This is like
It's the one I said. It's this one.
Yeah.
I think it's the one with the massive pause button.
Okay. I had two iPods. Like, as a kid, like, that my parents gave me, because they had one. They had, like, my dad had, like, the really skinny one, which was an iPod, and I think my mom's wasn't an iPod. It was, like, I think it was made by Microsoft. I forget what they're called. Or maybe it was an iPod, but it was a different type, or whatever it was. So, I'm very familiar with iPods. It was before I had my, I wonder if I still have it around, but it was before I got a phone. But, yeah, okay, the fourth gen iPod Shuffle had that bigger button, right? Yeah, I think that one.
The second gen one was smaller than a Dell mouse.
Yeah. Wow. That one. Oh, that.
That is smaller.
Really tiny. Yeah, I don't know.
Whoa, they all had iPod Shuffle. They had less than 5 gigabytes of capacity.
This iPod Shuffle on Google, it's rated. Is this like the whole this might just be on eBay, but this is like on Google, not on eBay. But it only has 70 ratings, but that might just be the iPod Shuffle on eBay, not the iPod Shuffle itself. No, I think this is the iPod Shuffle itself, only has 70 ratings on Google. For an Apple product, it's pretty low, but it's because it was an iPod Shuffle. All right, so let's see what other topics we got today. We got a lot. Sam, do the first one. This is yours. This is your thing.
Yippee! It's been like a few months, but Blastball Bangers, which is a 3-round show of just Blastball, is back in the
game.
Guys.
Kid map. You might think, but it's not.
So it's finally back after a few months. I don't like it at all. I think it's stupid.
Wait, Sam, is this the one where you throw blast balls and hope you don't fall?
Yes. That is,
oh, I love this
did
one.
Did you say that this is Fall Guys? Because I just won.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said it's in the Fall Guys.
Oh.
Did
it's
I?
A Fall Guys we're talking about.
It's a Fall Guys map, guys.
Wait, what's Fall Guys again?
Okay. Well, it's in the game rotation, right? So, like, you can, for, like, the main show, like, you can just, like, I don't know.
It's a separate show from main show.
Oh, okay. Alright, so
I got something cool to share.
What?
Go ahead.
Samsung revealed the first ever transparent micro LED screen, and I even have a video.
Oh.
Which I will send to you in a second, Andrew.
I knew this. Yeah.
This happened 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I saw this. I was scrolling on Twitter, maybe during this TSARP episode, maybe not. Okay, it was during this TSARP episode. Like maybe 5 minutes ago, and I scrolled past. I was like, "Oh, that's cool." Didn't think anything of it because I was talking about iPods and kept scrolling. But yeah. All right. So sometimes I try to find topics while we're talking. Not that we don't have topics, just like more topics. But all right. Let me take a look at this, Steven. The next topic is interesting too. But all right. This is cool. They had released other transparent things, but wow. Oh, they did the OLED, and this is the micro LED or whatever. Yeah, I
think. Yeah.
But okay. Yeah, it's
crazy. And it's transparent.
It's crazy that I don't even know how it works. Is to be crazy? Honest, it's like what if like a mirror in a bathroom, like what if, you can watch TV while on the toilet, and that would be
ooh, that's cool.
Okay, and no one would know.
That sounds cool.
So I know
no one would know there's a TV there.
I know people that have a TV in their bathroom, okay? And I've always
wanted, I also have a TV.
But my parents are like, no, that's weird. So maybe if we get a, you know, like if the, like the, like people can't tell, right? It's literally like the mirror. Now, I guess, I don't know how you would turn this into a mirror. I don't think it could be a mirror, but it could be glass. So like if you have a window in your bathroom, then that would work. Or if windows, like if you're
or you could
like, no TV in your room, you could make your windows.
You could also just throw it over a mirror, like the screen in front of a mirror, since it's transparent.
Yeah, probably that. I wonder. Light's funny.
And then you'd see yourself, and then you'd see yourself watching.
Can you see the TV from both sides, or is it just like one side?
I think both sides, but maybe the other side's inverse. You know.
I just realized no, like we weren't showing this to people. Like I never like put this up on my screen. Here we go. I'm trying to figure out. There we go. You all should see it now. Yeah. Okay, this is the transparent TV, and it's honestly crazy. I want one. Sam and Steven talk. Yeah, they can't hear you. But actually, they could hear you the whole time because I just switched over. You didn't say anything in that time, so. Can they hear you?
Wait, hold on.
Hello.
Yes, they can. Okay.
Haven't we done a podcast episode about Geometry Dash?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why can't I find it?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't the main topic.
I think it was.
Oh.
I think it was. Was it not?
Wait.
I think it was.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, anyway, we got a very interesting next one. It's AI. Because why not? It's always AI. But this is very interesting because, and I think that it's like a step towards it, but it still needs improvement. Anyway, Snapchat now lets parents restrict their teens from using the app's My AI chatbot. Okay, so this is very interesting because I know of kids. Now, I only know of kids that got caught. So school, watching this, you can't come after me to ask me what kids because they already got caught. But I don't know any other kids. There's probably other kids out there using Snapchat AI to write their essays in class. Now, I only know that because they got caught. I don't know any people that well enough besides Sam and Steven, and they haven't done that. So,
I
didn't even know you could use that to write an essay.
So you can.
I thought it was just like a friend.
And they've been using it. And now parents are restricting their teens, can restrict their teens from using it, which is very good because maybe the parents are like, yeah, it's a cool idea, but we're just afraid. We don't want you to be tempted, right? We know you.
We also don't really use it.
We don't want it. So then, like, they, well, the kids that are always on Snapchat are.
Well, yeah.
And then they.
But it's just.
Okay. And restrict it. So I think it's a step towards it, but like, maybe, like, I don't know, like, I, like, somehow if a school could do it, but, like, the school shouldn't be able to do it, because that's, like, your personal accounts, and they should be able to do it.
Yeah.
But it's a step towards it. You know, AI impeding on essays is it, like, not impeding, like, you being used for essays, but also, like, I took it, like, you can take things, like, famous documents from a long time ago. I took the first few lines of the Bible because I thought it would be funny to test. Put in an AI detector, it came up AI. I don't think Moses was right. I don't know. Who wrote the book of Genesis? I don't know, but yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, it came up AI. I was like, I'm pretty sure the Bible wasn't written with AI. So that's the problem, because some kids are getting flagged as AI and they're not, which is sad, you know. And I think those kids have turned out okay. Like, they're like, no, like, I didn't. I can prove it to you. Like, I can write something right now. I did do it. And I think they end up okay. But the kids that are, or, like, blatantly obvious, too, like it's nothing related to their actual essay. And, like, they're using words that they've never used before. So it is obvious to humans most of the time. But sometimes it's not. So it is a problem. This is a step towards it. But, you know, we got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Oh, okay. So Google is removing 17 underutilized. Is that really a word? Underutilized? As one word?
I think the prefix under could be put into anything.
I guess.
Like
underwear. Like,
under features.
Like under weather. Under employees. Underground.
Anyway, underutilized assistant features. Is that like assistants, like the Google assistant? What type of assistant are we talking about here? But yeah, there's a lot of Google features that I think are just underutilized because people don't know about them. But like I found out I forget a long time ago. Actually, this might have been a Windows 11 thing, so maybe it wasn't that it didn't exist. But if you hold the Windows key and then use your arrow keys, you can move windows like around on your computer.
Oh my god!
Them.
The thing you can.
It's really, I learned this like maybe like 3 months ago. It's really useful.
Oh snap!
I use it all the
That's
time.
That's cool.
Yeah, oh, no. you can put it like in like on the right side, left side, all the way. And I have two monitors, so it's really useful to just move windows really quickly. I love it. I've been using it all the time. So like, there's features like that that no one knows about because Sam, Steven, and I didn't know that. And like they're like, I hope they're not removing stuff like that because it's just people don't know, and it's really, really useful and really cool. So
yeah,
hopefully it's just like not really good features that people just aren't using, something like that. So kind of back on the Bitcoin thing because I can't get off of it. I know it's bad. So iShares rang the bell at the Nasdaq today. The Nasdaq? No, it's Nasdaq, but Nasdaq market site, BlackRock. So you people might know it, you might not. So they launched their ETF today, I believe. Also, like two other companies. I don't know if they all did though. I think actually they might have. They might have. Now this is what I don't get, because they all launched today, and all of them were up and down different percentages. Like some were up, and then others were down like 6%. So I don't get what made some go up and some not. But yeah. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see. But it's definitely a start. I think it was 10 that was released today. All right, there you go. I gave my nerdy stock stuff, and it wasn't even cryptocurrency. All right, what's the next topic here? We got Google is also reportedly laying off hundreds of employees. Also, Discord.
That is not good.
Oh yeah.
Apparently,
17. Okay, Discord's a smaller company than I thought. They only have 1,000 employees because they let... that was quick math. Okay, it wasn't quick math. It was really easy math. They laid off 170 people. That was Discord. And that's 17% of their company. So I did the quick math. They have 1,000 people working for them, which is smaller than I would have thought.
But that's not a lot of people you got to pay.
Yeah, true. But yeah, so they laid off 170 people, which is weird. Like, all these companies are doing it. Now, it might be, like, a financial thing, I don't know, but, like, maybe around this time every year there's layoffs because of some financial reason, but I don't know of one.
I've never seen this many companies lay off so many people.
All in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm afraid it's because of AI, but it might be like for tax. I wouldn't say taxes, but like something like that. I don't know. I'm just like, it's weird that they all did it right now. It was Discord, Google. We also saw Twitch yesterday, and Amazon and MGM. It's weird that they're all doing it. So, you know, there's a lot of companies that haven't, obviously, but something's going on. That's all I'm saying. So, but yeah, not good. All right. And also, oh, because I skipped one. Yeah. GimKit released a small update which added true or false questions. I'm surprised they didn't already have that. But that's good because
so weird.
It's good for learning.
I mean, there is a way you could do it, but now there's like real true or false questions.
Mm-hmm. We have, we do a lot of true or false tests in French. It's awesome. I love true or false tests.
True or
so
false.
Easy. False. False. All right. And wait, Sam, say something.
No, I don't want to.
False. I don't know. All right, MSI showcase there. I wanted you to be like, you know, like Discord is awesome, and me to be like, true, false. all right, MSI showcase their new MSI Claw, similar to the Stream Deck at, you guessed it, CES. yeah, all right, so I wanted to get a Stream Deck, and they're actually not too expensive. If you don't know, it's like Stream, you know, Stream, no, wait, Steam, sorry, I'm saying Stream Deck, Steam Deck. I was like, that doesn't sound right. Steam is the company where you can buy all your Epic Games. Not Epic Games, that's a different company. I meant, like, Epic Games, not the company Epic Games.
they make Epic
awesome
Games.
My games are quite epic.
And, they also have this new device that is kind of like the Nintendo Switch. It's, like, handheld, but it's, like, a handheld PC. But it's really epic. MSI just released their new MSI Claw, which is basically another handheld PC like the Nintendo Switch, like the Steam Deck. And, like I said, yeah. All right, I think that is all of it. Did we do all the
topics? I think so, yeah.
Topics? There we go. In brackets, guys, has been halted. It's
wow.
It's not good. And it's not my fault either. We're trying to get the school to approve the website. And so, you know, maybe at some point we'll have In Brackets back. Hopefully at this time.
Yay, In Brackets.
Yay.
I can get it to, in this time that we have this little break, maybe I can get Mr. Ferrara figuring out how to do it for himself so I don't have to do it every time. But, you know. Anyway. All right. Oh, drink review. Okay, not very exciting.
Oh,
I got coffee. I got pretzels. That's what I had the other day. I love pretzels. I don't know. It's something about the saltiness. The only better thing is chocolate-covered pretzels. They're good.
Okay.
Also, white chocolate-covered pretzels. Do people know this? I don't like white chocolate, but I do like white chocolate-covered pretzels. Okay?
That makes no sense.
That does not make any sense.
Okay. It's just the flavor combination is really good, and white chocolate on its own isn't great. But, like, if people like it, I just... Eh. But yeah, all right. So try it. Chocolate covered white pretzels. All right.
I love those.
Anyone else got anything we could? I don't want to play.
I don't think so. Game, so.
I think we're good. Oh, we do have a coding club meeting tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Yippee!
what was that?
Bro said yippee.
Like, yippee. Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Sam. That was honestly awesome. Did you?
Anytime.
And I think CES is still good. Tomorrow's the last day, so we'll have more stuff tomorrow. It's sad. Like, just right when it starts, it ends. But then the recaps will be on YouTube. And obviously, we know a lot of the things that were released. It's always better to see it on YouTube. Maybe one day. Maybe next year, if T-Star's popular enough and we somehow become over 18, we'll be able to go. I forgot that you have to be 18. So, yeah, so maybe one day. All right. Well, thank you all for watching. And we will see you tomorrow on Friday, which is obviously the best day of the week. Bye-bye.
Friday is the best day of the Friday.
What?
Excitement. Say
bye, everyone.
It's like, oh, see you later, guys. Okay, bye. Okay.
It's like a course. I'm the conductor. You ready? Wait, 3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye, everyone.